second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. We're into the second hour here and had some good callers on and got a few more, but let me share something with you here before we go to Sally and George, okay? Sally and George, hang on. I'm going to share this with the people before we come to you. There's talk, and I pray it's true, but I doubt it, folks, what I'm about to share with you. It says Bush and the Congress could collide on bombing Iran. Now, that would be wonderful, but I don't think it's true. I think they're lying to us. But anyway, let me take you to the McClutchy newspapers in Washington District of Criminals, okay? Taking military action against Iran could put President Bush on a collision course with Congress, leading Democrats and Republican lawmakers cautioned Friday to Bush following Bush's threat of unspecified consequences for alleged Iranian meddling in Iraq. Now, before I go on, folks, let me tell you, we have two police and military associations here, and we're in contact with soldiers, intelligence agents, okay, in our intelligence agencies. And up until this point, they have told us that there is no evidence of Iran meddling in Iraq, training Iraqis, freedom fighters to attack Americans, making bombs, sending them into Iraq to blow up Americans. Our intelligence agents tell us there is no evidence at all. So our government is making it up, just like our psy warfare agents told us that that's what they do. They make up this phony evidence, make up these phony intelligence reports, and give them to the president because the president's asked for them, these phony reports. And it's not true, according to our intelligence agents, okay? Let me go on here. It's been the consensus for months among the Democrats who hold the majority that Bush must get congressional authorization before any military strike. But the authorization would be no easy sell. Two knowledgeable U.S. officials speaking on the condition of anonymity because intelligence on Iran is highly classified say that the administration so far doesn't have any smoking gun evidence that could be used publicly to justify an air attack on Iran. Of course they don't have any evidence because it's all phony evidence. It's been manufactured. The presumed target of an attack would be camps in Iran where officials believe the Iranians are teaching Iraqi Shiite fighters how to fashion bombs that can destroy American armored vehicles. Once again, folks, we have no intelligence to that fact. The U.S. officials refuse to discuss whether such evidence even exists, but can't be made public because doing so would betray intelligence sources and methods, or whether it hasn't been uncovered. The White House will not show the evidence to the Congress because it's phony. That's what they're saying here. Even with such evidence, however, the Democratic-controlled Congress could be hard to convince 5 years to the month after Vice President Dick Cheney, who's the real president, kicked off the administration's public relations campaign against Saddam Hussein with a speech in Connecticut, which was full of lies. Given the hindsight about the intelligence that led to the invasion of Iraq, which was lies, I think you'll find a lot of skeptical Republicans, no less Democrats, on the Hill, said Jim Manley, spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat from Nevada. We'll be right back, finish up this article here about the lies that are being perpetrated to get us to let Bush bomb Iran now. And then we'll go to our callers. Hang on, Sally and George. We'll be right back with you.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get away from turning this into a dictatorship here. and increasing his executive power. Every day the Democrats let him do that. Nevertheless, Bush and Vice President Cheney take a broad view on executive power. They sure do. And it's unclear what consequences Bush would face if he were to take action without authorization. Well, they would spank his little hiney, right? Just turn him over and spank his little hiney is what the Democrats would do. I really doubt it. Many on Capitol Hill said the reaction would depend largely on the provocation, in other words, another false flag attack on America, as the rationale for the attack on Iran. Folks, lastly, before we go to our callers here, I want to tell you, that's exactly what Bush has planned with his communist shirt off and the two communists under shirt off, the head of the one of the top guys in the KGB that's under Chertoff in Homeland Insecurity, and then the head of the Stasi in East Germany, the communist under Chertoff. So three communists there are setting up the next false flag attack on America. It's either going to be on about 6 to 8 sites in America, or it's going to be attacking our children in schools and school buses, or they're going to blow one of our ships out of the water, one of our carriers out of the water over there in Iran, and blame it on Iran. This is what they have planned, okay? So once again, on this Sunday, which to most people is the Sabbath, but the Sabbath is really Saturday, I want to ask you folks to keep praying with me every night. I prayed again last night. Every single night I pray that God bounds their hands, his enemies, these antichrists that are running our government today, and confounds them and shuts them down from causing another false flag operation here in America, another bombing of our school children, as they've been talking about 4 times now, that the enemy will do. Good old Al-Qaeda is going to go bomb our school children, and you and I know, and we have the evidence to prove that Al-Qaeda is the CIA, or blowing up America in about 6 to 8 locations and killing 50 to 100,000 or more Americans to get the American people to, in a psyops operation against us, psy war operation against us, to psychologically allow for the killing of the Iranian people. And so, please, folks, please, God is the only one really that can stop this. It's out of our hands. I don't know how to stop the Bush crime family and the international criminal elite who control our government, these antichrists, that are going to blow up America again. But God can stop it. If his people called by his name will humble ourselves in prayer and pray to him, he can stop the next false flag operation. Just shut them down, as David said, destroy them with double destruction if they try to do it. So please join us in prayer every single day, folks. Don't miss a day, because we've got to stop this next false flag bombing of America and our children or our soldiers and seamen out there in the ocean across from the west coast of Iran. That's the only way I know, folks. So thank you so much for that. And your kids will thank you, too, if Bush can't carry off the next false flag bombing, because he can't go into Iran in Syria without having some, rationale for the attack. And a rationale would be blame Iran for attacking America or school children or soldiers and sailors out at sea. All right, let's go to Sally in Tennessee. Sally, sister, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Mr. McLam. How are you today?
I'm doing well, my dear. Very well. I hope you are, too.
I am very hot, but doing well.
Okay. All right.
First of all, I do want to say I listen to you every Sunday on RBN, and hopefully when I can afford it, I am going to be supporting RBN, because I believe in radio stations such as this to send out the truth across the world.
Praise God. Thank you, Sally, very much. I'm the same way. I live on a very small pension, but I help as much as I can, because if we lose this, If we lose this information war,
we lose this country.
We lose the country, and it's all over. And then we're going to have to go to something we don't want to see, and that's a violent redress of our grievances with this totalitarian system that's coming upon us. So thank you, Sally, for that very much.
That's the truth there. I have a story to tell, and I have to ask you for some advice.
Okay.
Speaking of the military.
All right.
My husband, this happened last Friday. It was our anniversary. It was a wonderful day. My husband, my 84-year-old mother-in-law, and I had just got out of the grocery store and was coming home. My husband's very tall, so he always puts his seatbelt, the shoulder strap, underneath his arm.
Okay.
We go by a state trooper. We have an old 81 Chevy Malibu that's a work car, okay?
Uh-huh.
The state trooper decides he doesn't like the car, and he stops us.
Okay.
He stops my husband and walks up to the door, sees that his seatbelt is on, but says, "You didn't have your seatbelt on." My husband said, "Yes, he did."
And he still got it on?
Yes.
Huh.
And
interesting.
When he saw that he had it on,
uh-huh,
he turned real nasty. I mean, just militarily, like, just, he was extremely nasty.
Yeah.
Asked for his license, registration, insurance card, gave him all of this, asked us where we'd been, told him that, and I said, "I have ice cream, too, and it's 96 degrees, and we have no air conditioning in
this
car.
Wow, my goodness.
And we're out in the hot sun."
Yeah.
He gets my husband out of the car and starts doing field sobriety tests.
Wow.
My husband had talked to him very succinctly, very calmly, very clearly, but because he couldn't get him on the seatbelt charge, he decided he was going to do something else.
Good grief. Wow.
He ends up arresting him.
Oh, really?
Never read him his Miranda rights.
On what charge?
DUI.
DUI?
My husband hasn't drank in over 25 years. He doesn't even take aspirins.
Good grief. My gosh, man. Wow. So the cop doesn't have any evidence?
No, that. None at all. Forces him to take that blood test. Now, when he took the blood test,
uh-huh,
he took two tubes of blood. He gets the kit out of the back of his trunk of his car.
Yeah.
One of the tubes has a white substance in there, and the other one does not.
Huh.
And
wow.
When my husband asked what was the white substance in one of the tubes, nobody would answer him.
Yeah. Well, is there more than one cop there now?
Well, there was a state trooper, and then a city cop pulls up afterwards.
I see. Okay.
The state, you know, when they put him in handcuffs, Jack, I went bonkers. I mean, I'm his wife. I want to know what's going on.
Yes.
So I'm asking, what is happening? What is going on? And I had to open up the back, because I'm in the back seat. I had to open up the back door because the Malibu, I don't know why, but they had a thing that they don't roll down, the windows don't roll down in the back seat. You just have a wing window.
Right.
So I had to open up the door. My mother-in-law's got emphysema. She had to breathe.
Yeah.
In 96-degree
weather, yeah.
So he comes up and he starts yelling at me.
Uh-huh.
And he tells me he's going to put me under arrest for asking questions. And I said, "This is my husband. I want to know what's going on."
Yeah.
Well, he says, "You shut up and you don't move. Don't get out of this car." I said, "I haven't moved. I want to know what's going on." Well, he straightens up and slams the back door.
Huh.
I open the back door immediately again, and I said, "It's hot in here. It's very hot in here."
Yeah.
Now, my questioning, now, first of all, oh, goodness. I hear
Hang on, Sally. We'll be right back with you. I'm so sorry about this. There's some cops that should not be cops, obviously, and you just met one of them. We'll be right back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Many times I've met police officers I'd like to just go horsewhip. And it just makes me so angry that we have cops that are coming on the force today. And I know why it is, Sally, because when I left the force, even before I left the force, I was in on the hiring processes that they were going through. And if you are a good Christian with high moral values, or not even a Christian, but if you had high moral values or a constitutionalist, they wouldn't hire you at the Phoenix Police Department. They just wouldn't hire you. They wanted somebody that would do what they're told, regardless of what the morality was or the lawfulness of what they were doing were. So I'm so sorry, Sally, but go ahead and continue.
Okay. First of all, when they took the blood test, they had to take it at the hospital. He was told that he had to, you know, had to go there and do it or else he loses his license immediately.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, first of all, I'd love to know what the white stuff is that's in the test tube. Do you happen to know that?
I didn't know there was any white. I've never heard of white stuff in the test tube. It's supposed to be just an empty test tube for taking your blood. I've never heard of that. I don't know.
I've had two conflicting things told to me, that one of them would be to preserve it so that it doesn't coagulate, or the second one would be that it was the stuff that would automatically turn color if there was a drug in his system. I don't know, but these cops around here are so corrupt that it wouldn't surprise me if they added something to it, and that's what worries us the most.
Well, that's
because,
true.
Like
when I was a cop, Sally, we had clear test tubes, and it was taken at the hospital.
At the hospital.
That's what I'm saying, and it was a clear test tube.
Well,
and then they would test it for drugs. They would take it out of the clear tube and go test it for drugs or for alcohol, but they didn't add any white powder to it as they were taking it. So something stinks about that. Something's
very
really
much
bad.
So.
Yeah.
But the thing is that he was taken in, he was put in a cell, and 4 hours later, because I guess in Tennessee, you know, if you don't have anything to hold him, you have to let him go within 4 hours.
Right.
4 hours later, he was let loose. He was given his driver's license back. And there was he was not told you cannot drive. He wasn't told anything to that effect. It was just go.
What ticked that officer off? The fact that
he couldn't get him on a seatbelt law.
Well, I'm wondering, sister, if you and your husband are known to be outspoken in some way about things.
No, we're as quiet as church mouses.
Okay, well, I'm just appalled because it sounds like what happens to those of us that are outspoken about the criminal system we're under, and they run you on the computer before they stop you, and they have a report saying that you're this and that, you're a domestic terrorist or something. And so they didn't do that. If you guys are quiet and not known to be outspoken, so I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that he would be angry enough about not being able to get him on a seat belt violation that he would go to such extent to hassle you guys.
I felt it was more profiling because of the car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an old car, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a work car. It's got rust on it. It's dented in a little bit.
Well, that could be why he was stopped, you know, and then the officer's approaching from the rear and could not see the seatbelt over his shoulder, so he says, aha, there's my reason for the stop, and he gets up and he finds out the seatbelt is on.
Right, and
so,
he got very, very nasty once that happened.
Yeah, now he's stuck with the fact that he doesn't have a reason for the stop other than you have an old vehicle, and that's no good for a stop. So now he has to manufacture things is what it looks like.
It seems, I mean, he had him standing. Now, my husband's very tall.
Uh-huh.
He had him stand on one foot with the other foot straight out.
Right.
And start counting. Have you ever tried to do that?
It's hard to do. I'll tell you what.
I got to 13. My husband got to 21 in front of him, and he said he failed that.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to do. If you've ever tried to stand up without any drinks or drugs in you, and just as a person that stands up, put your leg out and stand there without falling to the left or the right, it's very difficult to do.
Plus on blacktop with rocks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He also did the toe-to-heel walk, and he did that just fine, but because he was on those stones, he slipped off the stones a bit, and he said he failed that. He did the touch-the-nose thing and follow-the-finger thing, and he did those fine.
Yeah.
This
listen,
man
Sally,
had no reason.
Yeah, Sally, we got to get going, my dear. I've got other callers, but I don't know. I'm just so sorry to hear that, and I apologize for all the good cops out there, because we would like to have that brother long enough to teach him a lesson for what he's doing to the citizens out there. Very dishonest. What'd you say?
What do you suggest we do?
I would carry it. I would report it, and I would report it to the highest authority you could. You know, and just stick to your guns and report this guy because he's a bad cop and he needs to be off the force. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you, Jack.
Talk to you later. God bless you. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, we've got a lineup of calls on the screen. We're going to go right back to the phones real quick here. We've got our two brothers in Tennessee by the name John. We're going to go to John in Tennessee on line 4, and then we'll go to John in Tennessee on line 1. But John in Tennessee on line 4, welcome to the program, brother.
My brother Jack, how are you?
Doing pretty good today. Looking forward to the rest of our Sunday here.
Same here. Okay, I got a couple of things for you.
Okay.
Last show, the person you mentioned that was in charge of the Latter-day Saints that passed away was Samuel Mason Davis.
No, that wasn't him. This was the head of the Mormon Church.
That's the one I meant. I'm sorry. Samuel Mason Davis. He died in November 2005.
No, this was the big leader of the church that was doing all the taping on the Constitution and everything. I know his name if you mention it.
Right. Okay, note to self, never use Google again. The other one I had for you was a couple of Sundays I called, and remember I mentioned about how they were going to start to pick off our schools and everything like that?
Yes.
I got off the phone with you that night, and at 1900 hours on that date, a Fox News radio broadcaster named Jane Metzler covered a report saying that schools are thinking of changing the locks from the outside to the inside.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The Columbine people said, no, this will just, yeah, it's a great idea. The people at the Virginia Tech said, no, this will only allow the people to lock their victims into the building where they can't get out.
Huh.
And funny thing is, this report was only mentioned once because I was pulling a 16-hour shift. I never heard it mentioned again.
Yeah, well, most of the schools in Phoenix, Arizona, that I went to as a police officer had the doors locked from inside, and that's so people couldn't walk in from outside. And so I don't know how much that'll change. I know in Phoenix they were locked from the inside and you couldn't get out because they didn't want people getting in, you know, coming in.
Right.
So I don't know. I didn't know that they locked them from the outside, you know, so that's news to me.
Yeah, some buildings, yeah, like in Chicago, they used to have them where they would lock from both.
Okay.
You could push the panic bar, and underneath it was a little lever that you could turn with a screwdriver blade to lock them open.
I see.
Just release them from the inside that way, or also, too, from the outside, you could use a conventional key to open them up that way, too.
I see. I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, John. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. We know through our sources that this Cho guy that shot up the kids at Virginia Tech was a Clear Eyes agent of the government.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters if the doors lock from the inside or outside. Our government's going to keep killing our kids to push their gun confiscation program,
exactly.
It looks like. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for calling in, brother.
You're welcome. And like, okay, I said, anytime I hear little things like that on the radio, it always kind of perks up my ears and stuff.
Good.
And we know about them trying to lay little clues and stuff on how they're going to do this, the better off for us.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Because one other thing I wanted to mention is, you heard about those that big gun disappearance in Iraq, haven't you?
I didn't hear that. Gun.
Well, over 100,000 firearms, something like 20,000 Glocks are dumped in Turkey, and there's a bunch of Kalashnikovs missing, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, we hadn't heard that here.
Yeah, track that one down, because I heard that on the radio this morning.
Good grief. How many Glocks?
I think they said something like 20,000 flooded into Turkey.
My gosh, man. Wow.
So watch for those things appearing on our streets, and then there goes our Second Amendment. You know how that goes.
Yeah. Well, one thing we've known for 25 years here is that the international criminals that control our government have to, if they're going to go to war with a nation that has no guns and armament, they have to give them that armament, sell it to them so that they can fight Americans, and then they, of course, sell the armaments to the Americans to fight the enemy that they built up so that it can fight. So the international criminals that control our government fund all sides of the wars with their armaments and all.
Exactly.
So this might be part of that. You know, it might be part of it, shifting the armaments around so that a country can fight us when we attack them, you know. Yeah.
Okay,
thank
Jack,
you,
thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, brother. Take care.
Have a great day.
Have a good day. Yeah.
You too. Bye now.
Okay, let's go to our second John in Tennessee on line one. John, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I wish I knew where Sally was at in Tennessee. I wouldn't be surprised to hear that it was in Bedford County. They're pretty crooked.
Yeah, I don't know. She just
your last
Tennessee
caller, Jack, it was actually 200,000 weapons that we sent to Iraq that have come up missing.
Wow.
You know, so it's funny that they're arming foreign countries while they're attempting to take our right to arms away.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me tell your listeners, some may be aware, some may not. In the last couple months, there's been two executive orders that Bush has signed, and one was anyone, and this is in effect to American citizens, anyone that is found or believed to be undermining the sovereignty of Iraq,
uh-huh,
subject to violation of the Fourth Amendment rights by having their property seized without prior notification. You know, if they believe that you're undermining the government of Iraq.
Yeah.
Now, August 1st, he just signed another executive order doing the same thing for the state of Lebanon, anyone found or believed to be undermining the sovereignty of the so-called duly elected government of Lebanon is subject to having your property seized. Now, that's American citizens.
Yeah.
But yet we find no mention of anyone found to be undermining the sovereignty of the United States, because that means that he would have his personal possession subject to seizure. Also, Jack,
just keep
back
in mind,
March, in March of 2007, he signed an executive order granting diplomatic immunity to the Pope and all of his all of the men over there in the Vatican. When they come before the United Nations, they're also granted diplomatic immunity. So my question, I guess, is where are we headed? How quick are we going to be there? We've been in this country's been around for 230 plus years, and I guess it wasn't necessary for the Pope, even though they call the Vatican a state, to have diplomatic immunity until George W. Bush becomes president of the United States. I just wanted to bring that to people's attention. One other thing I called your office about, and they knew about it, and I'm sure you did. It's very coincidental, and I don't believe in coincidence, that this bridge that collapsed in Minneapolis happened to be right along the I-35 corridor. So if you see property begin to be seized, and you see the 4- or 5-lane bridge turn into a 12-lane bridge, then you could basically rule out the fact that the bridge fell on its own.
Yes, I understand that. When you see the pictures of it, I've never seen anything like that, brother, where a whole bridge, all four corners, collapsed all the way across. Never
and
seen anything
in,
like
in
that. That is very weird, very weird.
I can't believe that. Yeah. And I can't believe that I'm saying it. I was a weapons mechanic in the Air Force. I've seen controlled demolitions. I can't say for certain that the bridge was, you know, that they used conventional weapons to demolish the bridge. I can't say that, and I won't. But I know that 30 years ago, 35 years ago, when I was in the military, we were using weapons that at that time were 30 years old. And in the 1990s, during the first Gulf War, they were calling them state-of-the-art. And at that time, they were over 30 years old. So there's no telling what this nation has in its arsenal.
No telling.
They could have some type of, and it's going to sound like Star Wars, but there's laser technology that they can actually use to bring satellites out of orbit. So to me, there's...
True.
There's no doubt that there's some sort of either a weapon that's based on vibration or laser or something that could just destroy that bridge bring it down without an explosion. So I'll listen.
Okay.
Let someone else on. Thank you, Jack.
Thanks, Joe. God bless you, brother. Okay. Or John, rather. I'm sorry. Let's go to Joe in Florida here. Joe, welcome to the program, brother.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
The last caller brought up the Pope, and it's in a way it's too bad the Americans didn't listen to the Pope, or we wouldn't be in Iraq.
Yeah, that's
he
true.
He warned us that it was a disgrace, it was a disaster, and it was an unjust war. When you started your program, you were talking about dispensationalism.
Right.
And I just wanted to bring up an interesting fact of history that not many people know, and that is back in the early 300s, Julian the Apostate was emperor of Rome. And he wanted to bring the Roman Empire back into paganism after Constantine had turned it mostly into a Christian empire.
Right.
And what he did was he got together with the Zionists of his day, and they tried to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. His reasoning for doing this was one of Christ's major prophecies back then, and what Christians used to say is Jesus predicted that the temple would be destroyed, and it was by Titus later on.
Yeah,
so the emperor got together with the rich Jews of his day, and they attempted to rebuild the temple. And it was like God wouldn't allow it to happen. There were earthquakes. There was brimstone. I mean, you had the might of the Roman Empire and combined with very rich Jews of his era that tried to rebuild this temple at different reasonings. One, the Jews wanted to restart blood sacrifices, and the emperor wanted to put down Christianity. And God himself would not allow this event to happen. And it's a very interesting part of history, but it's very much ignored, and I think for political reasons.
Surely.
But if anybody wants to look into it, there was an article in Culture Wars by Michael Jones, and it was October 2004 issue, and it's called Julian the Apostate and the Temple of Doom. And I think that it's very interesting to alert any Christians who believe in this fallacy of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem, that this has been tried before, and I don't think many people realize that. It was over, 1,600 years ago, but it was tried, and it wasn't allowed to happen. And it's not, and just like you said, it's not going to happen. Jesus Christ, is the new Israel.
He was the last blood sacrifice. That's right.
Right, and I just wanted to tell people that it's a part of history. It's very difficult to find much information on it, which in itself to me is interesting. And
that's called Julian the Apostate and the Temple of Doom.
Right, it's a 2004 October issue of Culture Wars. It's hard to find any other information on it, but basically it's a historic fact, and you can look into it yourself, and I think it was around the year 320.
Okay.
And like I said, it was the power of the Roman Empire with the emperor combined, which is kind of similar to today because we are basically the modern Rome.
Yeah.
And we're combining with the Zionists, the zealots of our day,
right.
And I'm trying to achieve the same ends, and it's not going to work.
That's right. That's right. It is absolutely an abomination to throw out Christ's sacrifice, the last blood sacrifice, and reinstall the blood sacrifices in Israel, and God is not going to allow it to happen. That's right, brother. That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Joe.
One other thing. Oh, okay. Thanks.
Okay. God bless you now. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, folks, good points. Good points here. And that's true, folks. We've been lied to terribly. And I don't want you to believe me. I want you to study and read. So please get these books that I was telling you about and find out that dispensationalism is a devil's doctrine, okay? It was made available in the late 1800s and the early 1900s to trick God's people. And you say, well, Satan wouldn't do that. Oh, really? Oh, really? Of course Satan would do that. If there was a way to trick God's people, Satan would do it. And he did it, folks. And I'm telling you this from 15 years of study. I was a dispensationalist. I believed in the pre-trib rapture. Now I know it's a fraud. It's a absolute fraud. I know when it was created in 1835 by two Jesuit priests. I can't think of their names right now, but anyway, I thought of their names the other day. And then the Darbyites came out with it. Margaret MacDonald actually was a tongue-speaking person that spoke to spirits, okay? She came out with it. And then the Darbyites took a hold of it and brought it to America through C.I. Schofield. And C.I. Schofield, if you want to read the book on him, go to the web and put in there C.I. Schofield, the book, and push the search engine, and you should come up with the book. I've lost mine. I had the whole book on C.I. Schofield, and it's disappeared from my library here, so I can't tell you who wrote it. But it talks all about how evil C.I. Schofield was. He was not a Christian man. And Oxford University Press actually wrote the Schofield Reference Bible. And since then, they've changed it over and over and over again to make the Christians believe that the Jews in Israel, 1948, is God's chosen people. And we have Jewish brothers and sisters here in the military and law enforcement that know that's a lie. And matter of fact, Steve Wahlberg the Hollywood producer, Messianic Jew, Christian Jew, in his book End Time Delusions, proves that the rapture doctrine is a lie and proves that the Jews over there, the alleged Jews over there, the Zionist communists who run Israel, are not God's chosen people. He proves it in his book, End Time Delusion. So we just need to study, folks, to find ourselves approved, okay, by God. And then we can do what God told us to do. Once we know the truth and we know we're going to be here through the tribulation, which we are, we're not going out in the pre-trib rapture, then we can do what God commanded us to do in Psalms 94:16: rise up for me against the evildoers and stand up for me against the workers of iniquity. Because when you believe in the pre-trib rapture and the other lie that we have to obey everything evil government tells us to do, because all evil governments of God, the misinterpretation of Romans 13, we totally withdraw from the battlefield against God's enemies, the workers of iniquity and the evildoers. And God told us to get busy and stand up and rise up against his enemy. And that's our obligation, folks. Otherwise, we're going to stand before the Lord one day and answer why we didn't do it. Well, God bless you, folks. It's over for this weekend. No, wait a minute. No, we still got a little time yet. Good. We'll be back after this break.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Thank you.
caller on the line, but before we go to our caller, I just want to say that U.S. Commander Robert Menard, who was a commander aboard the USS Constellation during the Second World War, had a time to speak to the Japanese admiral who helped bomb Pearl Harbor and ask him, with the Pacific Fleet devastated at Pearl Harbor and American mainline forces on the West Coast were basically not even there, unreadiness otherwise, why didn't the admiral attack the West Coast of America? And here's what he said. He says, "You are right," he told the Americans. "We did indeed know about your unpreparedness. We knew that probably every second home in your country contained firearms. We knew that your country actually had state championships for private citizens shooting military rifles. We were not fools to step foot in that quicksand." Keep your guns, folks. Keep your guns, because now it's not an internal enemy, or an external enemy. It's internal enemies that want to take our guns and put us under a totalitarian system. Let's go back to George now in Florida. George, go right ahead.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Thank you.
Yes, when I gave you that alert the other day about Gun Owners of America, that a gun bill be going by voice vote of the Senate.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I went shooting yesterday. We had two brothers. One is in the Australian Police Department, I think Canberra, Australia. And the other brother is with Scotland Yard.
Yeah.
And they told us Americans, do not give up your guns, because you look at those two countries, they're turning police state big time.
Oh, yes, big time, big time.
England
gave up their guns, that's right.
So did Australia.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, you look what the laws they're passing out, people are defenseless.
Defenseless, that's the way they want them, and that's the way the Bush crime family wants us, brother. Good point, George.
And we might be able to get our sheriff in our county to sort of like put all the gun shops under the jurisdiction of the county sheriff and keep the BATF out.
Boy, that'd be something. Well, yes. Most of the county sheriffs are bought and paid for by the federal government with government grants, though. So most of the county sheriffs are in the pocket of the federal government because they take and get millions each year from the federal government, and they don't want to give up that sugar tit of those federal grants. So I don't know how we do that, George.
Well, I just want to tell your listeners, starting Monday, we start calling the U.S. Senate, no voice vote on this gun bill.
Good point. Good point.
All right, I'm signing off, Jack.
Okay, brother. God bless you. Thanks for reminding us. That's right. Starting Monday, let's do that, folks. Even though they're out of the office right now, we need to call their office and tell them no, and keep calling their office and tell no on that voice vote on that gun law legislation. And once again, I don't have the name of it here in front of me. I had it, had somebody call in last week, but doggone it, I don't have it here now. But call your legislators, folks, and tell them no on the voice vote on that evil gun legislation that they're trying to pass, okay? Have a great day, folks. Have a great Sunday. Talk to you next week, God willing, anyway. And don't forget to say your prayers every day to stop Bush from carrying out another false flag operation in America. God says we're two gathered together in prayer. It will be done. So let's get God to stop this evil, evil people from blowing up our people again, folks. God bless you. Have a great day. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do love you. Good day.
A message for all.